The second half of the show will be some representatives from Community Rebuilds. They are a nonprofit whose mission is to build energy-efficient housing, provide education on sustainability, and improve the housing conditions of the workforce through an affordable program. And we're going to see, we have a couple representatives from there. Jamie Shalvey, she's with Community Rebuilds, works as an intern there. And Ricky Epperson is the executive director of Community Rebuilds. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
All right. Well, we're going to try to do this, have both of you online with us. Let's start with, if one of you wants to tackle the basic concept of what Community Rebuilds does.
Yeah, I can do that. So Community Rebuilds is an affordable housing program, and it's also a student education program. So through a partnership with the USDA Rural Development Mutual Self-Help Program, Community Rebuilds builds 2 to 3 straw bale houses every semester. A semester goes from, we have one in the fall and one in the spring. So we're building about 4 houses a year. Most of these are in the Moab community, but we've also built in Hopi, in Gunnison Valley, and in Bluff. So the other part of this is that it's a student education program. So each semester we recruit 16 interns who come and are students of the program. So they come for 5 months to build a house from foundation to finish, and they learn the straw bale process along the way. They learn all the natural building techniques.
Oh, okay.
So it's a really, yeah, so it's a great way to engage the students and engage the community. The homeowners also participate in the building of their own house.
Ah, that's what I wanted to get to, too. But the students, who are the students? Where do they come from? Is there an age range or so?
The students come from all over. They come from all over the country and some internationally. The age range is generally over 18. Most people are in their 20s, but some people are in their 30s or older as well.
Okay. And so let's say they come to Moab and participate in the, is it both the design and the build of these homes?
This is pretty much just the build.
The build, okay.
So we start off with pouring the foundation and everything in between. There's classroom time where students learn about solar and permaculture principles, and they learn the basic techniques of straw bales and natural plastering and adobe floors.
Okay. So how large is a typical home?
They're usually around 800 to 1,200 square feet. We have a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom model and a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom model.
Okay. Is this Ricky?
This is. Hello.
Okay. Just want to make sure I know who's who. So, all right. So these are very, I don't want to say they're small, but they're both very livable, very sustainable sizes, and they're very cost effective, I'm going to assume.
They definitely are. We've gotten the construction down for our 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom model to be about $60,000 in total. Plus, we add some solar PV and some landscaping and bells and whistles. But
right.
That is primarily due to the fact that the materials are dirt cheap, as we say.
Yeah.
But also, the main savings is that work exchange, the labor from the interns, reduces the construction cost by $70,000 to $100,000 per build.
Wow. Okay. Like you say, there is sweat equity that is involved from the future owner of the home, correct?
Yes, it's an owner-builder project. And so it's part of USDA Rural Development Mutual Self-Help Program. Their tagline is communities building communities or neighbors building neighborhoods. So that gives you kind of a good idea. We're kind of a smaller version of that, and we're a little quirky because we have our student education component, but it's all the same concept of helping each other build your house and offset the labor costs.
Okay. But also, I'm going to assume, though, although there's a lot of students and interns helping this, the owners themselves are helping, you still need professional electricians and plumbers to if not actually do that work, at least there's a lot of oversight of that work.
Oh, yeah. All the plumbing and electric and HVAC is subbed out for sure,
yeah.
Mainly for liability purposes. And you know, Utah has their own set of standards. It kind of changes per state, you know, what you can and can't do.
Right.
But we have each build generally has a lead instructor who is also called a construction supervisor, and then an apprentice, which is an intern that has gone through the building internship that has basically graduated, and we've hired on as staff as an apprentice to the builder. So there's generally the ratio is about 4 students or homeowners per staff, kind of overseeing and instructing.
Okay. And let's talk about the straw bale process. What makes that unique, or what are the benefits of a home made out of straw and adobe, in effect?
So straw bale are an agricultural byproduct, which adds to the natural building model that we have. And as far as insulation goes, straw bale houses stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. They're very, very good insulation. We also do passive solar on the houses, so the windows on the south side are beveled out to allow more light in. We have solar panels on the house as well for electricity. And then the plaster that we use is all natural, so it's a mixture of sand and clay and different pigments. And that is a very cool technique that we're able to teach the interns how to do, because plaster costs are sometimes the most expensive to hire out. It's very labor intensive, but it's a very cool process.
Okay. So it's actually, well, these are the original construction materials that were used when natives came here, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And like you said, Ricky, this is local materials, which holds down the cost too.
Absolutely. And the carbon footprint, we're always having to weigh all the consequences of all of our choices. And affordability is definitely the first and foremost, stipulation of our program. So,
right,
it just works. They go hand in hand. And you're right, we're not inventing anything special. The castles and the ruins, those are all plasters.
Right.
Strawville's relatively new, like 100 years old. But we just really love the Strawville because it is one of the most carbon sequestering materials out there. And so instead of burning it up, which is what farmers do with all their excess straw generally,
yeah.
We're taking that carbon and we're petrifying it in plaster so it's forever solidified in the home.
Right.
And it's safe.
Okay, good. Because somebody asked me about is there any additional issues associated with fire? Because it's straw or so, how do you respond to that?
No, there's definitely, I'm sure there's projects out there that could have done something wrong.
Right.
But we actually had a big fire last summer in Moab. I'm not sure if you saw it in the news.
Yep.
And, we were just finishing construction on one of our homes. And the 7 or 8 surrounding homes in that neighborhood all burnt to the ground, and our home was untouched. The fence and all the shrubberies on the side of the yard were all burnt down, and it's just crazy to look at the aerial map. But I think that because the plasters, are also still curing and drying, that probably helped too. But it really is. It's just like if you're imagining if you dig down under a fire into the ground, like that dirt is protecting whatever is below, just like it's protecting, you know, the mud and the clay is protecting the straw bales and the house. So
we're speaking with Ricky Epperson. She's the executive director of Community Rebuilds, and Jamie Shalvey. She is one of the interns with Community Rebuilds. And I assume, Jamie, you've gone through the construction process, the education process, correct?
Yeah, so I was a build intern last semester, so from July 15th to December 15th.
Okay, so still December, but you're still with, obviously, you're still with Community Rebuilds doing other things?
Yep, so I transitioned into the office. I have more of a background in affordable housing and was really interested in learning how the Community Rebuilds model worked.
Okay. How does one apply to build a home if I'm interested in living in a home like this? What's the process?
If you're interested in living in the home or...
Yeah, I want to build... Okay. What do I have to, what's the process, application or so, to do that?
Well, if you are living in one of our service areas, then you simply fill out a pretty easy pre-application. We do require that our applicants live in the area for 2 years.
Ah.
And that is mainly just, you know, because we do live in extreme, or we work in extreme weather condition destination places, so we have Moab and Bluff and even Mount Crested Butte.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're either extremely cold in the winter or extremely hot in the summer. And if we're going to, you know, do all this effort, we want to make sure that we're building workforce housing and that the people that are living in the houses stay there.
Yeah, that's a good point, so, Ricky. These aren't rentals. These aren't something that somebody's going to build, pay for, and then rent it out. These are homes that people will commit to living in full time.
Yes, we actually just a couple years ago were able to finally solidify some deed restrictions on our homes as well that mandate that it's primary residence and
yes,
that the home can't be sold to a second homeowner. We face a lot of the same challenges that your area faces in our gateway towns as well.
Yeah, right. Okay, so. So you said service areas are primarily Moab, Bluff, and then another community, but nothing up here in Summit County right now.
You know, you had mentioned that in your email. I was trying to get the actual definition for what is rural and what is not. And so because we're a part of, currently our model is a part of we're partnering with USDA Rural Development, I was just kind of curious to see. People ask me all the time, what's rural? I don't know. I know it's based on population, but
yes,
it's per county. So I'm just not really sure. I'm guessing you're rural. Do you know?
There are rural elements. Park City is not, but I guess, yes, there are rural elements of Summit County. And I guess it's hard to quantify, but you know it when you see it type thing. But
mm-hmm.
But it would be great because I'm sure there is interest in homes like that up here. But that's, you know, Community Rebuilds can only do so many things. Well, where can people go to learn more? Or actually, where can I go to see some photos of these homes?
Our website is great. We also have an Instagram and Facebook and a really good blog that is completely written by our students. So communityrebuilds.org is the first place to go.
Okay.
Probably to find all of our media.
Yeah, and that's where to go to find if I'm someone that's interested in being a student or an intern. There's an application process for that as well.
That's right.
Okay, and then if I get accepted, I guess it's on me to find to go down there, let's say to Moab and find housing and stuff. Is this a paid or an unpaid position as an intern? I'm assuming it might be unpaid.
So we actually offer housing and a food stipend as compensation for what we call a work exchange.
Oh, great.
So the housing is a brand new straw bale bunkhouse that was built last semester by former interns and some new faces as well. And it is a two-story bunkhouse with 8 bedrooms and 2 kitchens and really, really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's been very exciting change for us as well to have this beautiful location for new interns to come and live and work with us.
Oh, nice. So the process can scale up to 2 mm-hmm. stories and much larger square foot. That's great.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, when you're asking if we could come to Summit County, I would urge anyone interested in partnering with us to go to our website and look at the 3-story Strawbell twin home that we built on Mount Crested Butte, at the top of Mount Crested Butte. It doesn't look like a Strawbell, but it's a Strawbell. We cladded it with siding because often there's snow that covers the first level for half of the year.
Yeah.
And Park City has some similar conditions sometimes. So
all right,
that's you. What was really fun was seeing how you can make Strawbell fit into any culture, any community.
All right, that's critical, Ricky. We got to wrap up. Again, the website is communityrebuilds.org. Ricky Epperson, she's the executive director of Community Rebuilds. Jamie Shalvey, an intern with Community Rebuilds. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning on This Green Earth.
Thank you.
All right. Let's